The 2017 UN Climate Change Conference is going on in Bonn, Germany right now, and delegates at the conference are facing some disturbing scientific findings. Corinne Lekiri is director of the Tyndall Center for Climate Change Research at the University of East Anglia in England and a lead researcher on the Global Carbon Project. Corinne, you're there in Bonn, Germany right now. Talk about your findings. What did you find?
So we have analyzed the emissions of carbon, the biggest culprit for climate change, and we find in 2017 that the emissions are expected to rise again after having been stable for 3 years. So this is not good news here in Bonn.
Rise how much?
2% is our best estimate. Now, of course, the year's not yet finished, so it could be still vary a bit around that, but it does definitely look like a rise.
Is 2% a lot in the global carbon load if you look at a three-year plateau and then an uptick of 2%? Is that a worry?
Yeah, absolutely, actually. 2% is a lot. Emissions really need to peak and start declining now. So an increase of 2% is pretty much unexpected at this stage. We thought we were beyond these high levels of increase in emissions we've seen in the past 10, 20 years. We thought we were beyond that, but it does look like it's not yet there.
And have you and other researchers discovered a cause?
Behind this is primarily what's happening in China. So Chinese emissions were going down for 2 years, and this year the industrial growth has picked up a little, possibly in part from stimulus by the government. So it could be a one-off, and then next year it stabilizes again. But also, in addition to China, the emissions in the U.S. and in Europe as well, they had been declining in the past 10 years, and this year the decline is quite small compared to the previous decade, so that's contributing as well.
So what are delegates and researchers at the conference saying about your findings, Corinne? I mean, we have the Paris Climate Accords. Of course, the United States, we're backing away from those accords now. That's big news. The rest of the world is in. The agreement doesn't take effect right away. It's only a year or two old. But what are people saying about the trajectory here?
There's a lot of talk about the implementation here in Bonn, but the implementation is kind of pushed to a little bit later, 2020 and after that. And really, to tackle climate change, the implementation needs to start now. So there has to be also discussions about what is going to happen now, this year and next year, 2018, in the countries around the world. So what we would like to see happening is the delegates here go back to their countries and then start the policies and actions that are needed.
And we don't want to put all the blame for this on China, of course. They're far from the sole cause of this uptick. But if they are the plurality of the increase in carbon load, what are the Chinese delegates saying about their country and their continuing need to industrialize?
The Chinese are doing really massive efforts to deploy renewable in particular, to clean their energy production, to clean their atmosphere of pollution. So we do see signs that the economy is rebalancing. There's a bit more control, you have the impression, in the energy production in China. The government is making statements about climate change, about being in harmony with the planet. All these things are indications that in China, at least, one has the impression in the next few years the emissions are going to be a little bit more under control. So that gives an opportunity to the rest of the planet to actually make these emissions go down.
And let's not put all of the attention on China. Look, as we mentioned, the United States is backing away from Paris, but there's still a lot going on in the American economy with renewables. There's a huge solar industry here. How are delegates feeling about the United States overall right now?
Well, the U.S. Pulling out of the Paris Agreement is a big blow for the delegates, but there's a lot of activity going on from U.S. Representatives here in Bonn that talk about implementing the Paris Agreement nevertheless, so make those policies and action meaningful at the state level or in cities around the U.S., and that's actually viewed as really very important, if not more important, because what happens on the ground is really where what makes the difference in terms of the emissions.
Corinne Lekiri with the Global Carbon Project, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.